from the Legends Club inside the Lambeau Field Atrium, it's Packers Live with Larry McCarron! This week's Packers special guest, Evan Dietrich Smith! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. I hope you had an outstanding Thanksgiving. It's kind of the unofficial or official start of the holiday season, is it not? And the Packer Nation certainly got it started with a bang. You might say a double bubble. Not only a Black Friday, but a Black Thursday. Tossing the Badgers, it's a Black Saturday. At any rate, please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is carrying on a decades-long tradition of outstanding play at the offensive center position. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Evan Dietrich Smith.
Evan, welcome.
How are you doing, man?
Battle versus the wave.
Evan, welcome to the program. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Is my mic on? All right. Just want to make sure. I didn't know if I had it all right.
No, you got it all right. Evan, believe it or not, actually watches the show. That's true, isn't it?
Yeah. It's funny.
It's center karma.
I told Larry I want one of those foam fingers when we're done. I think they're super sweet.
I'll tell you what, I'll get you two of them. How's that?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I'd like to have fun all night, but we have to talk about the Lion game a little bit.
Yeah.
Is there any explaining that thing?
We didn't play well. They showed up. We didn't do anything on offense. I mean, it's not something that you set out to do during the week. You know, I thought we had a good week of preparation, but, it was just one of those things. We didn't get it done out there, and the scoreboard reflected it. You know, obviously I got hurt in the game, and it's not something you want to have happen. It's just stuff you deal with. But just as a team as a whole, we didn't play well. I mean, that's not acceptable. I think, Mike said it very, very clearly. But you got to look for some redemption this weekend.
Evan, interestingly enough, you mentioned the injury. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, in the first 18 plays before your injury, you individually had a decent game going.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at the tape.
Yeah, no, I was doing, we weren't doing terrible. Like I said, it was just, it was one of those things. I was like, all right, we're going to catch fire here. We're going to start moving the ball, and it never happened. You know what I mean? And, it's one of those things. It's a team sport. Everybody's got to show up to play, and, not everybody did. And it happens. It happens. Like I said, I always said, hey, the guys on the other side of the ball get paid too. You can't ever take any team for granted or think that you're going to walk in there and walk out with a win like that. It's never going to happen. So, on a weekly basis, you got to show up. And, like I said, that just didn't happen.
Evan, you've been dealing with a knee injury, I think, since the Philadelphia game. Did you just kind of go out on you a little bit? And what are the prospects for coming back against the Falcons?
It's one of those things that, you deal with injuries in the NFL. It's going to happen. Not everybody's as fortunate, depending on how it is. For me, I feel like I'll have a pretty good shot to play in the Atlanta game. I still got to talk to the doctors, but instead of going home or going anywhere, I was able to have my family up here for Thanksgiving. So, I didn't have to go too far, but I was here getting treatment and, making sure that I'm ready to go and trying to play on Sunday.
Yeah. That would help immeasurably. Could you tell us, what do the guys think about speaking of injuries, Aaron Rodgers, do you guys think he's coming back this week? What do you guys think of that?
You know, it'd be great. I mean, the guy.
That's center quarterback karma right there.
You got to have something, but you got to have something out there, you know, but. It's different with him out there. I mean, obviously, I mean, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He tilts the field in your advantage tremendously. You look at what happened to the Colts when Peyton didn't play that year, and it's a big difference. It's one of those things. It's team sport. I mean, you can't blame it all on one guy. You know, we as a team have not come out and perform to our standards, but to sit here and put it on the fact that Aaron hasn't played isn't fair. To the fans, because it's on us as players, the other 21 of us that, start out there every week. I mean, we haven't got it done, and, that's on us, but, we're looking for some redemption coming here. I know, I haven't seen too many of the guys, but I have a feeling everyone's going to have some new energy coming back, after the little break. We got our bye week early on in the season. So, it's kind of tough, I think, knowing that we're going to have a big stretch of football. And, I think if we were able to stay healthy during that time, everybody would probably be in a little bit better spirits. But, it's one of those things. We can still get in it. We're still in the picture. You can't sit here and panic and say it's all over. So, we really, really hope he can come back, because, like I said, it helps our team out a lot. But if he doesn't, we still need to keep ourselves alive. And, with or without him, we as a team and as men, we can't go out there and say, oh, it's over. No, that's not how it is. We get paid to win, and, we got to make sure that we show up this weekend.
Well, let's switch gears and talk a little center talk, okay?
Yeah, we could do that.
Like blocking, that kind of good stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, at the root of your guys' running game, so much of it is based on combo blocking.
Yeah.
Secure the line of scrimmage with two. One of you bounces off for the second level. Could you talk about that? And it's been very successful this year.
Working with TJ and Josh, I mean, we play a lot of football together, but, never kind of in the position we've been in now. And just pretty much over the years, we've all kind of grown comfort. But, getting able to start last year towards the end of the year has really kind of built our rapport with one another. And, I feel like we are, the way the three of us work together and how we combo block is some of, the best in the league. I mean, I watch a lot of film, but, I think the three of us do it right and do it well on a consistent basis.
All right, Evan, hang on to your helmet, buddy, because it's time to go in the huddle. In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it. Evan, are you ready?
Yeah, that's right.
He's never seen this play, but it comes from the second Minnesota game, and it's going to involve Evan, of course, right here, and a guy named Kevin Williams right here. Now, Kevin Williams used to be part of what they called the Williams Wall, and now he may not be as good as he once was, but he's as good once as he ever was. He's a legit player. Now, on this particular play, let's start the tape. And I don't know if you remember it, Evan.
Oh, I remember.
Okay. So you are in a situation, it's kind of an area block, right?
And yeah. Could you
show us who you're zoning off with
All
and
right,
what's going
so
on?
So on this play, it's more or less a design cutback kind of play, but what happens is, Minnesota's a cover two team, so they like to move their D line because it's not really – cover two isn't really built up to try and play gap for gap unless you just have studs across the board. So they stun a lot and try and spill to the middle linebacker right here. So what they're trying to do is crash these two guys, spill it out to this guy to force the running back right back into the mic is what we would call it. So that's kind of how they run their D. So us three up front are blocking – these three guys, these two are blocking here, and this guy's coming back for him, and Eddie's basically going here and kind of taking it where he sees light.
Okay.
And on this particular play, Kevin is slanting right into me. It's kind of something that we do, we know he does, and I just so happen to catch him with a pretty good block, I guess.
So you were ready, like that's the worst
yes.
thing that can happen, really, is him slanting down right in your face. But you are expecting that.
Yeah, if it catches you off guard, it's never fun because you can get ear hold. But if you kind of your, we call them your feelers or your antennas up, knowing something's kind of fishy when you get these kind of looks, you know, you have a pretty good feel for, you know, what the D-line's going to do.
Okay, so let's focus in on that block right there. And okay, we're coming and it's clear you were ready for his charge. And now we're kind of at the moment of truth, Evan. And at this point, is it just muscle memory taking over, or are you thinking dominate? What are you thinking of?
Well, really what I'm trying to do right here is, as you can see, you know, in the zone scheme, you want to try and get your hat and cut off gaps. So what Eddie sees right now is he sees color in the hole. So what I'm trying to do is get my head across over here and cover up color and keep pushing it down the line so that Eddie can make, you know, can kind of get everyone going this way and go is what, you know, like I said, is the design of the play. So, you know, with him, you know, him seeing the color in there, it kind of catches, I think, maybe catches Eddie's eye, and he might stutter and get back here. But when...
So here's the deal. Poor Kevin Williams, he's in the way of you getting where you want to go. And look at this, folks. I mean, that guy, that's part of the Williams wall, flat on his back. While we look at it one more time, please, Claire, isn't it interesting, Evan, sometimes your greatest blocks, because of what else happens around you that you have no control of, it doesn't really get noticed. But yeah, that's one outstanding block against a good player.
I'll tell you who noticed was Kevin, because he was sitting there telling me I got away with the hold, which I may or may not have, but, you know. when the flag's not thrown, I guess that means that I
win. On the Viking show, it's a hold. Yeah. On this show, it's a great block, all right? All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, it's time to play Earn Your Autograph, starring Linda.
Catch Packers Live with your team. For free group tickets, call or email the Packers and be part of the show live at Lambeau Field.
Welcome back. It's time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player's name is Linda. Linda, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Are you feeling rough and tough and hard to bluff, and when you spit on the sidewalk, it cracks?
Sure.
Okay, good, because if you can learn the football skill Evan is about to coach you on, you will have earned his autograph. How is that, Linda?
That's great.
What are we going to learn, Evan?
We're going to learn how to do a shotgun snap. It's a little bit harder than everybody thinks it is, and, it's a skill that, you know, it takes a little bit of time to kind of develop a technique too.
Linda's got all night.
Yeah. So we're going to put the ball down right here. And when you shotgun snap the football, you kind of want to grab it like you're going to throw it. And what the best advice I ever give anybody is, if you ever watch a pitcher and a catcher, when you see the catcher throw the ball back, you know, it's not a lot of wrist or, you know, doesn't try to fire it back there, but it's a nice, easy throw. And he just kind of guides it back there. So I'm going to show you how to do it, and then I will turn around and
Linda, why don't you get here and catch it for
Evan? Get over there.
That'd be more fun than me.
All right, here we go. So when you snap it, it's just.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, Linda, why don't you turn around?
Now, I say good luck because that ball is kind of slippery, so.
Okay. Why don't you turn around, Linda? Hey, and Evan, just do her one favor. Give it the old leg.
Give her the old leg.
So she knows when to go, okay?
All right, here we go.
All right, Linda.
Ready, hut.
Oh. Yeah!
Oh. High five.
Linda, you have definitely earned Evan's autograph.
Yeah.
And while she's getting it, we got to take a break. When we come back, it is time for this week's Chalk Talk. Stay with us, please.
Appreciate it.
Watching Packers Live. Good job, Linda. Thank you, Third Short. We are back. You know, over the past four games, the Packers have allowed over 200 yards rushing three times, and you hear talk about missed tackles. That's kind of self-evident, but you also hear about gap discipline. So let's take a look at that. Now the Packers, this is against the Lions, lined up in their nickel defense, played a lot of it in Detroit, and as we snap the ball, you'll see that the gaps are pretty kind of well-defined, okay? We got, you know, Ryan here, Brad Jones here, B.J. Raji here, A.J. Hawk right here. So things are okay. But now I want you to keep an eye on number 59, Brad Jones. In this particular case, he's trying to run around the center's block. Now, sometimes you can make big plays that way, but it's also fool's gold if you get caught. And in this case, Jones got caught. Now, let's move inside to B.J. Raji. Now, he's in pretty good position to play his gap, but as the play unfolds here, you see him getting driven out of your gap. It's not enough to be in your gap. You got to win in your gap. Doesn't happen there. And you know what's really, distressing? There's not a soul across the line of scrimmage that has getting driven off the ball one iota. But because of poor gap discipline, look how big that opening is for Bush. And it's high diddle diddle, Reggie Bush up the middle, for 23 of the 241 yards the Lions had rushing on Thanksgiving. Frankie, I'm getting depressed. Get me out of this, please. Okay, we're back with Evan. And Evan, we hear a lot of talk about eight-man fronts. And you guys, since Aaron got hurt, have been seeing a lot of them. And I noticed you developed your own special technique in dealing with eight-man fronts. And if we could see it, it would really help. And I don't think this is it, however. Okay. But anyway, dealing with the eight-man fronts, you got to get, okay, now we're at the eight-man fronts. Okay, you see Evan right here, and you'll see a bear safety walking up. Oh, and watch Evan come out here and splatter that dude. Now that way, now that's a great way to deal with an eight-man front. Now, the question I have for you later on, not much later in that game, that was number 47. His name is Chris Conte.
He didn't have a good day against me.
Okay, later on, Evan is pulling. And what's the deal? Did you have a personal thing? Did he say something bad about your lovely bride, Misty? Or what? Because you, watch this again, folks. I mean, it's the same guy. And once again, the same result. What was going on there, Evan?
He was in the way. Honestly, it was one of those deals that, the second play, I mean, I probably could have blocked that linebacker, but I knew I had Eddie right behind me, and Eddie's really good at kind of setting us up when we're in front of him, how to block. And, you know, like I said, I caught him on that one. He was just first guy showed up in front of me, and I don't think he was really too happy about it. And then that first one, we were actually running a draw, and my guy, he jumped way over the other way, and Conte just showed up out of nowhere, and he was – you know, probably not too happy that he got down in there. But, it was just one of those things that, you're just out there playing football and, sometimes color flashes in your face and you hit it. And I just happened to hit him
really
hard.
It's a simple game. It really is. Coming up, we'll have questions for Evan from our lively audience here in the Legends Club high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. You're watching Packers Live. Welcome back. Evan Dietrich Smith, our very, very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name, sir?
Chuck. And Evan, my question is, when you're doing the snap, or you show there in the play there, lots of times you bend down, you look underneath, you get back up, you look down. Is there a preset thing that you're doing there, or are you changing things when you're looking underneath there to see his leg lift up?
So we call this is a silent count. It's, just basically how we use – or what we use on the road to kind of get off on the ball or when the snap count is. So I'm giving it a certain, certain times I go up and down. And then, when we hit that number, I snap the ball. But it's a big timing deal. The guys, because not every, person does it the same. So, I feel like our guys are pretty good at, getting off the ball when I do mine. But that's pretty much all it is. It's just like the quarterback saying set hut, except for nobody can hear him when he's in the shotgun. So I have to do it for us.
Thank you, Evan. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for. Frankie, what do we have for our lone questioner?
Campbell's Chunky Noodle Soup and also Gillette Sensor 3 from last week's show with Clay Matthews.
All right, wonderful. Coming up, some final thoughts with Evan Dietrich Smith, EDS. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. Back with Evan Dietrich Smith. And Evan, Earlier this season, Josh Sitton was on the program, and we asked him about this, and I want to get your point of view from the receiving end. The guy is always touching your butt. What is with that, and how do you feel about it?
I feel weird if he doesn't do it now.
You feel weird if he doesn't do it?
Yeah, it's super weird. Josh is really, like, OCD about things, like, put your sock on this foot first before that one, like... So it doesn't bother me at all. He did it to Scotty before me and Jeff and all those guys. So it's what he does. You know, like I said, I feel weird if he wasn't doing it.
Hey, God bless you, Evan. Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.